Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have another wonderful evening. So, tonight's our paranormal show. If anybody has any paranormal events happening, you can call in. We're on the 4515 line, so you want to use a different line to call in on. And after this call, we'll have our question and answer call. So you can go on to CLS. Creation Light Ship, so CLS questions with an S, questions at yahoo.com, and just type in your questions there. We'll also monitor the fast chat here, too, if you want to come on that. So should have an interesting time today. So we'll see what people want to talk about. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday Nights on BBS. We're on Station 2, which, if you're listening, you know. So the call-in numbers tonight are under the play button there for Station 2, and the toll-free for U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, and then maybe just hop down to line 4. That's always the safest, I think, 530-413-4511. So, paranormal night. So I'm just refreshing my fast chat. So it's November the 25th, 2011, 11:25:11. So if you're listening to an archive, if Ron does any sample clearings, most of them will work. Some of them will not, and Ron always lets us know which ones don't work. So if you'd like to call in, that would be great, or type your questions in. And as Ron mentioned, the Q&A will be after the show tonight. We'll be ending promptly just before 9 o'clock. Pacific, midnight Eastern tonight on the Q&A, just so you know. We can't run over tonight. And also, what worked really well from my perspective reading the questions is when you type them in during that hour, in case any of you have any follow-up questions. That worked really well. If Ron answers your question that you've sent in and then you have another follow-up or you need clarification, just jump on your computer and type to that CLS at CLS questions, plural, at yahoo.com, and I'll be reading those out. So just having a look here, Ron, I'm not seeing any questions just yet. Yeah.
Somebody could ask about the decloning, how they felt, if anybody wants to come in and maybe call in on the program. That'd be interesting to see how you're feeling. How people out there are looking, and maybe find out, you can see how they're relating to timelines. So, we'll see.
We have a question, Ron.
Okay.
We have a question from Keith, and he's asking, what is the best healing for getting out of patterns? And I assume patterns means habits, Keith. I'm assuming you mean getting out of bad habits or habits that you don't like. So what would be the best way to go about addressing that, Ron?
The first thing is you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. If you haven't done that one yet, do that. If you've done that and you still have some issues and you have habits, and that could be entities. Entities can cause addiction. So then you also have the mind loop session, too, which could do to help you get out of the typical random thoughts that you may have continuously. So it depends how you can re-enter the question again to see if that's helped you, because I don't know if it's an addiction problem or just dealing with life and having a situation that you're going through a lot of times. Remember, I'm assuming that you had your emotional clearing, so we'll assume that you've had that. So next thing you could do is timeline crashes on a particular emotion. And come on the call on this coming Monday. It's $20, and get decloned. That's another one to have. So, you may want to restate your question again after I stated this here, to see if we can give you some more assistance. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Keith has typed in a clarification, but you've probably addressed it, and he's just saying, like, doing the same thing over and over again. So,
yeah, I do have one for repetitive thoughts, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might be a DNA thing. Yeah, and then also the problematic situations, conditions, or something, too. So,
oh, that's right.
We just kind of need to know a little more of what you're dealing with. You know, it could be, if it's a negative thing, then that would be addictions typically. If it's something that, you just seem to can't get out of your own way on, you may be running a lot of clones into you, the same issue on the emotion. So you want to probably do timeline crashes. And then I'd say get on the call coming up here, this coming Monday, 5:30 PST, and we declone people. So I think I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So I had a question for Ron. Maybe you could help me with this, that if we're in the heart and we ask where an abandonment issue is coming from, and the Heart Light Center shows us that when we avoid the emotional and mental issue, then the light shows us that it may come from, as an example, maybe a mother, father, or older brother. Is this a good healing tool to locate a problem?
So what's happening is that the family members are keying you into an experience. Is that what I hear you saying, Larry?
Yes, that's right. Where it has been abandonment, and you ask the spirit where it's coming from, and it points out a mother, a father, an older brother for abandonment issue. And is this a good healing tool to locate where the problem is coming from, to be in the Heart Light Center for feedback?
Sometimes when you're in the heart completely, you won't have any answers. You have to kind of step out a little bit into the darkness arena here of mind to get the information. I would say possibly maybe do a seven-generational clearing on that if you haven't had one of those yet. Seven-generational ones normally goes back to your genetics, and it could be amplified through your family members. That's a possibility there.
Uh-huh.
Probably want to do that issue and then also do the seven-generational clearing.
Oh, the issue mean abandonment and then the seven-generational clearing.
Yeah, first do the first one, the whole lifetime one.
Oh, the
whole
lifetime.
And then see, because you might be having your buttons pushed by family members, which means that it's pretty much ingrained in everybody. And so if they are living, at least your parents anyway, it'll go through them up to your grandparents. And you might be recycling that energy very strongly in this lifetime. So that's why we have the seven-generational clearings up. Do you have anything to add?
Is that the whole lifetime emotional? Is that what you're saying, Ron?
No, I think I have an abandonment clearing there.
Oh, abandonment.
On the website, whole
lifetime
abandonment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This issue, it comes up maybe once every few days or so. I get a small feeling of it. It's not real serious, but, just a small feeling. Then I ask the spirit, the light, the heart center, and it kind of points out that it's these three things, and I was kind of surprised that the spirit's working that accurately for me when I'm in the heart center. But I know I step out a little bit too into the mind, I suppose, but I understand that. I suppose I could consider the healings on that then.
And Larry, another one, if you know who the people are, you can do the cording to people clearing, and then you could also do timeline crashes on it, on the issue.
Uh-huh.
You know, because those timeline crashes, of course, attach to us through emotions, so if you're feeling the emotion of abandonment, you could go on and do 50, 100 timeline crashes for that. That would probably give you a lot of relief, I would think. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, I think that would be correct, too, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Remember, if the issue is there, you want to get rid of the issue. You want to get it neutralized, so,
Sometimes it's there kind of, it's kind of perplexing. Sometimes it comes kind of strong there, a reluctant feeling, so I understand that it would be important to work on that. Maybe the timeline crashes.
If you are getting, every other day or, something like that, like you were saying, or, once or twice a week, That's a pretty strong issue coming forward, so I definitely do the whole lifetime one.
Oh, the whole lifetime. Okay. I'll stick to that.
You're probably in that soup. You know, you're there and you're floating around in it, you know, instead of being in the bottom, you know, the kettle, you know, you're on the top now and you're dealing with that issue.
Uh-huh. Okay. The whole lifetime, well, which
abandonment.
One, the whole lifetime what?
Abandonment.
Abandonment, yep. Okay. That's what
yeah, if you just type it into the search thing, Larry, at the top of Ron's website, it'll come up. There's the whole lifetime, which, of course, is $5 times your age, and then there are the generational ones, 1 through 49 in clumps of 7.
Okay. Okay, I'll try the whole lifetime abandonment issue on that then. That sounds good. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So, the next question, Larry, is from O, and it's, how is the Creation Light ship doing with clearing the Elohim? Oh, no, we've got another beep. Maybe we should go to that first.
Okay, we'll go to the beeper first. Okay. Who's out there?
Oh, hi, this is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. Paranormal Friday. I was just wondering if I could share something with you that I noticed actually yesterday. My daughters were in for the holiday, and they had on the football game in the living room, and I'm not a fan, so I came in naturally in judgment and was making all these comments about watching the clones run up and down, you know, passing a ball around, you know, and they're just like, oh, you know, come on, Mom,
right.
You know, but... As soon as I said that, the cameraman showed close-ups of the football players, and one of them had the pupils in his eyes were, like, just bright red. And I looked at him and I went, oh, there's more than clones out there. I said, look at that one's got a red-eyed shapeshifter in it. And as soon as I said that, my whole I felt like it just slimed me right through the TV. My whole body chilled up, and I looked at my daughter, and she looked at me. I said, you just saw that, didn't you? And she shook her head, yes. So it was just very an interesting observation. I didn't watch the game, but I heard feedback on how aggressive some of the players were and that they were, like, beating the heads in to, you know, just – getting fined like crazy and just doing some really violent stuff on the field. So I just needed to share that with you since it was Paranormal Friday tonight.
That's great. Yeah, it's. I think somebody mentioned to me that the football game really is about 14 minutes long, but it takes a lot longer hours to do that because of all the times that they, you know, don't do anything at all other than do something that's unimportant to the game, maybe, for the people watching it, plus all the advertising.
Well,
I find it interesting to hear the background noise. It's almost the same every time with that mind control programming of the people yelling and screaming and whatever they're doing. But anyway.
And they get it too, right?
Yeah, and everybody's
so
probably getting zapped, you know, with that energy. So, yeah, very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, so, but it, one question I had, though, Ron, it is possible to actually feel that energy come through a TV set, right? I mean, that I wasn't imagining that. That's possible?
Oh, yes, it is, uh-huh, even through your computer. So
okay.
that is correct.
Okay. Well, I went and hit the alien attack page on that, but I was just wondering maybe if we could get a sample clearing for shapeshifters tonight?
Sure, okay. Here we go. So, boy, well, we'll just do it for you, you know, everybody listening. So if you have anything in the back seat of the bus here waiting to come forward, we'll get rid of them. Okay, here we go. So remember, they can be in people, but kind of dormant until they want to show themselves. So here we go. On count to 10 to release them. And they'll have the chance to go into the light or they're terminated, one or the other. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how people feel about that one.
Oh,
and thank
great,
you, Dennis,
Ron.
For
I
calling.
I felt it out of my head.
Okay.
Thank you.
They can body hop, too, you know, and be with you. So if you want to get rid of those suckers. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks for calling. There is also that media clearing, Ron. If you're seeing this stuff on TV, I'm wondering if that would help clear it. And then I'm also wondering, would one of the cording clearings help if you're watching someone and you realize you're looking at a shapeshifter? Would the cording, I don't know if it would be cording to people or we consider them objects or what?
It'd be to people. So I'll do the people first, and then from there it could run into you, whatever's in that body.
Okay.
So that's why we have the 8-hour call to get rid of these critters that body hop. So these are the alien life forms that are living inside of us energetically that you can't see. And like in some of the sci-fi movies, you do see them pop out of people. So that's what we do is take away these energies on the Sunday call. We have one left this month, and it starts at 10 o'clock PST. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so maybe we'll go back to that question about the Elohim. How is the creation life ship doing with clearing the Elohim energies?
Boy, I don't see much there in existence from those. I know they took a lot of them out
a few months back.
Quite a while ago. Not much that I can see. I would say probably maybe if I were to say a number this moment, what I'm looking at, on our timeline, probably about 5% of them left.
Okay.
Oh,
another
beep.
Hi, is somebody there?
Hi, I had a question for Ron about an experience I had while I was having a Reiki treatment.
Sure.
And it seems like, you know, I almost started to channel this little girl voice, and I was very afraid. And I said something like, you know, they have all the sixth graders in one room, and then I kind of paused, and I said, well, they have all the fifth graders in another room. And I don't know if it was related to abduction or not. In the fifth grade, I lived in Virginia, and my father was stationed at the Pentagon. And when I was in sixth grade, I was living on a military base in California. So I never really got any more insight on that, but I was wondering about the little girl voice that kind of came up with this. And I know there's also a concept of that's been around about an inner child kind of thing, and I was wondering if the inner child is something that is recognized by the creation lightship, and is that sometimes how your spirit will tell you about something that you need to work on?
Yeah, good question. Your spirit could pose or come to you that way, possibly, if you don't are unable to connect to it. What I'm picking up is that the energy that came to you was probably one of the abducted girls, probably from some of the timeline stuff, maybe from Montauk or something. That's what I'm picking up right now. That's what it feels like to me.
During the Reiki process, I somehow connected to this particular timeline?
Yeah, more than likely, yes.
So if I did a timeline,
the Reiki energy, you know, through that or something similar to connect, and those people came across on that timeline.
Okay, so I should do timeline and space-time.
I would say so, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so you can free that little girl. Okay.
All right.
Dr. Carrie, thank you for calling.
Okay, so we have a question from Donald, Ron, about time, and he's asking, what is your definition of time?
Time is how the aliens track you, connect to you, and make your realities become real for you. So I guess the easiest way to talk about time is just think of going to a cinema, and you're watching a movie there, whatever that would be for you, and that is being controlled. What you're seeing with your eyes is how they are controlling the people in that movie, just like they're controlling you, and it has to be done in time. So time, another way of looking at it, is in their time-based reality, are they going to make a movie of everything that you normally would see physically? So you can have memories of something, of going somewhere, but are they using up all that energy to manifest maybe, since it's dark now where everybody is more than likely, are they using the energy up where your car is parked? Does your car really exist there, or is that just another movie as you approach and come into that realm, and then it gets activated as another transmission is brought forth to make your car real to you? Otherwise, it may just be strictly a hologram, so that would be the time of the car, but it's not manifested yet. And it will be manifested when you walk into it and you see it physically, then it appears. And if you could probably stop yourself, we'll say, going to your car, maybe it's around the corner, we'll say, you have to open a door to see it. If you could somehow be able to slow time down enough, you might be able to notice that when you open the door, the car is not there. And then all of a sudden it appears. That's because they're watching you and they're bringing forth the energies of what's going to be manifested as you physically see them. So they use your senses to work with the time to bring forth things forward. So the time is actually the main controlling medium to bring forth manifestations. So I hope I kind of answered that question for you. And time is, you're involved on timelines, living in timelines, which is parallel lifetimes. And you can be on like 1,000 of those things, different types of energies, as far as different types of emotions that you live in. That's why we do the cloning on Mondays, is to take you off those given timelines, and then you feel better because you get rid of the clones that are living with you. So it's quite a bit of information there. So that's what time is about. If you didn't have time here, you'd be in the moment. So time is the alien energies keeping you away from your heart energy to give you an experience. And that experience is tied into your natal chart because your natal chart is controlled by time. It'll tell you when you were born, that's when it started, and when you're going to be dying and everything in between. So that's the script of this lifetime, what they program for you. And that's all programmed into time, which relates to years and months and days and hours of your life. So I hope I answered that okay for you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we have a few more time questions here, so I'll stick with these while we're on the topic. Victoria Ann is saying, time is speeding up. What do we need to do? Is there anything we can do about it?
Boy, I don't know. That's a very good question. You could get out the timeline. In fact, we'll do it right now, because we have changed timelines. So let's take a timeline that's speeding up, that we're probably on, we'll say right now. In fact, I'll take you to a timeline that is speeding up. Let's do that, in case you're on a slow one. Here we go. So a fast timeline. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This timeline is going to relate to an emotional situation that you are dealing with, and that's how they connect you to the timeline. So you might feel that emotional situation maybe coming to you much quicker, like driving a car, we'll say, at maybe 100 miles an hour, and the lines on the road, you know, just look like a straight line almost between the lanes there. So see how you're feeling. And now we're going to take you and put you into a very slow timeline. It'll be the same emotional issue. Here we go. Remember, the emotional issue is why you have timelines. So 1, 2, I'm going to slow time down for you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, see how you're feeling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then you've kind of answered this with what you just did, but I'll just have you confirm it. I think it's Sean, Shane, Sheehan, I'm not sure if I'm pronounced how to pronounce this, I'm sorry, is asking, are timelines run at different rates of time?
Yes, they can be, uh-huh.
Okay.
But sometimes you feel yourself, you got nothing done in a day, probably. Felt like you put a lot of effort out, but nothing happened. You feel frustrated because nothing got done, we'll say. Or the other way is, you know, it's dragging along so much, and you wonder what's happening. And one way of looking at it is, it's kind of like maybe being, let's just use this analogy. This happened to probably everybody listening here. If you drive a car, you're driving a car, and you get on the freeway, and it's fine with a highway, probably a freeway, and all of a sudden you have to go to the restroom, okay? And you feel like your back teeth are starting to float, you know? And so all of a sudden you hit gridlock, and man, that time lasts forever. I mean, you have to go to the bathroom very bad, and you're creeping along at 5 miles an hour, and you wonder, geez, this is just awful, and I'm in such pain, or, you know, I'm trying to hold it, you know? So they're getting a lot of energy off you, so they actually slowed the timeline down a lot, along with all the cars. So that's an interesting way to look at it. We've all had that experience, I'm sure. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's see. Tina has a clone question, and she's asking, when making clones of us, are bits of us taken away to be cloned?
Well, initially, they needed the body and your spirit. So they took your body and your spirit and divided those parts of you out and put little pieces of you like a puzzle, took you all apart, and each part will have spirit energy into it. And then they take that energy and infuse it into a clone of you. So that's how it works. So your body's cloned by just one little piece, one little fragment of who your body would have been, and they recreate you. So that has, you know, maybe 1/1,000,000th of a part of you in that clone body. Now, when you do the clone clearings that we have on Mondays, that part, or any clearing on the website, that part of you that got cleared now goes back to your skeleton system, and it stays with you. That's the same for your spirit. And then at that point is how much of that particular spirit energy is actually with you at that time in the clone body. And most people are like 20%. Even though, you know, you have that little percentage with you, how much of that little percentage is with you living in that body? So you can realize how much powerful, how much energy you would have, we'll say, or more powerful you would be if you had all of your spirit with you. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Excuse me. And then Tina has another question about our soul family, and she's asking, if we removed our soul family, so I'm imagining doing the soul family disconnect clearing, if we did that, might we still be corded to them?
Okay, the clearing online for the soul family only gets rid of the instant right now that you're dealing with them. On the 4-in-1 clearing, I take you out of the soul family. So the one online, which is the soul family one, is like a Band-Aid to help you out, and the 4-in-1 gives you your home base energy, your twin flame energy, and we take you out of the karmic wheel, if you would, that you're living in here by taking you out of that forced reincarnation process. And along with that, I release a bunch of planets that have connected and corded to you. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Okay. Another question from Sean. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. Are there different mind interferences with different rates of timelines?
Well, mind interferences with different timelines, yeah, because they could connect more strongly to different events that's triggered in your mind. So, yeah, everything is controlled by the mind. So I would say that would be correct. I really can't give an example of that, but I would say that would be correct. So it depends where you're living, what you're doing, and how much they want you and how much they want to torment you by thoughts. Some people may have a situation, we'll say, of a mind energy for a birthday. So your birthday comes up, and maybe you think about your last birthday, and maybe on your last birthday, or maybe 10 years ago, that's when your dog died. Dark side wanted to take your dog from you. And maybe you're a religious person, so you went to church that particular time, and you prayed to God to save your dog, and the aliens killed your dog on your birthday. So now you have a birthday, and right away you think, oh, man, my dog died. So that only happens, you know, in the mind energy once a year. And you could have other things that are much stronger, more repetitive, like the mind looping situation like we talked about earlier, self-sabotage, which I haven't mentioned, but things like this could be happening all the time to you. So that's kind of how I would describe that. So it all depends how often they wish to connect with your energy to take away your energy from you on a particular situation. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then O was asking, what percentage of the Galactic Federation is still in operation? Operating in the light of the darkness?
Yeah, hard to say. I don't have that information, so I don't even want to talk about the Galactic Federation. It makes the show get into negative stuff.
All right.
They're all aliens, so we'll just know that they're aliens. They're using mind control through spiritual teachings, and that's it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just refreshed. I'm sorry. Tanya's asking, are shapeshifters also in clones?
Yeah, they could hitchhike in clones. Oh, of course, yeah. Very definitely, because that's who people are here, as clones. So, yeah, they have to have a body to come into. And I don't think your real body would probably accept a shapeshifter, because it'll be full of light. Like I said, you're probably real maybe 2 hours a month. So at that point in time, you have to come in here with all your power, all of your energy that they give you. Remember, I'm saying all the power that they give you. Not that you're going to be here all the way, but they will have you come in to recharge your skeleton so that you're able to have a landing base, a platform, a location, a GPS location, to have all the phones attached to it. So they have to do that. I doubt if there ever would be a clone in the real you. A clone in the real you and also a shapeshifter in the real you. So, yes, so they do come into clones, definitely.
Okay. Jane is asking, is the Earth spirit back, or do we still have the space holders here?
Still space holders.
Okay.
I can't say how long it's going to be gone, but right now it's not here. So, space holders are holding the light to do that. The Earth spirit is preparing for its ascension, and it's preparing the blueprint of the new planet that it wants to go into. But that could be changeable, too, but that's what it's doing. It's having like R&R. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Mark has a question about the speeding up of time, and he's asking, if time is speeding up, the script is speeding up. So I guess the script would be what people see in the future. And he's asking, does that mean this script is rolling up and aliens coming out with a new one?
Yes, I would say that would be correct. Yeah, remember, they have to give you something to do here. And so they're going to be bringing forth probably new spiritual teachings, maybe new types of healing, new types of modalities, different things to entrap you in the land of darkness. And that happens every 2,000 years. There's always something coming forth to take away your energy, and most people don't realize that they have it all with them, so they're always searching for something outside of themselves to give them pleasure, and or to give them spirituality, because they think they lost it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just going to give the phone numbers out in case anybody would like to call in. We're into the second half of the show now, so 888-429-5471 for the toll-free for people in the U.S. or Canada, and then area code 530-413-4511. You can try that second. So let's have a look here. Where was I? What was I saying? There was another time one. Oh, no. Here we go. O is asking, is the creation light ship working with inner earth beings?
Boy, that's a really big question to ask. If they're from the light, they're working with them and getting ready for ascension. And if they're not from the light, they're also working with them to terminate them. So both ways would probably be yes. Now, most people think that inner earth beings would be positive. So it's hard to say what your perception of that would be. From my perception, anything here that is taken away free will, free choice, should not be here, which is what the light ship is doing to get rid of them. That's why the military forces are underground fighting these things. So that's kind of what's happening. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Kathy is asking a question about timelines. This is interesting. Are we less able to multitask if we've done a lot of timeline crashes?
Let me see how to answer that one. Multitasking, for myself, I still multitask very well, although I don't have clones in me. I'm only on one timeline. So I would guess if you got rid of a lot of timelines that are intersecting at the same time, trying to pull you from one direction to another, you... Two ways to look at it. Number one, if you get rid of the timelines that they're trying to abduct you onto, which could be multitasking, okay, by changing your personality, then it may be harder to multitask because the multitasking is only because they want you to do something differently or a different modality of whatever you're doing, a different type of energy. So if they're trying to bring you every 10 minutes into a different timeline, then you may think that you must multitask because the last timeline that you're on, you're doing one thing, and the next one that you're coming onto is doing something else. So yeah, you may find that multitasking by getting rid of timelines could be a benefit because your multitasking skills might be lessened. The other way would be is that if you do choose to do something and you get rid of the timelines, then you're dealing with the issue that you would be probably multitasking with or being distracted. And all of a sudden, you may find yourself actually multitasking better because now you're doing what you choose to do rather than having them multitask for you by giving you a different assignments on different things. So it could go both ways. The second way, you're in control. The first way, you're just being bounced back and forth every 10 minutes on a different timeline, wondering what happened to the last one and why your life is so confusing to you and other people around you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ron, you mentioned Montauk earlier when we had the caller who was hearing voices when she was having Reiki done, and Ariel is asking, how many timelines to clear Montauk?
A lot. Right off my head, I get about 1,500.
Whoa. Okay.
Sorry to say that one.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Just refreshing my fast chat here. Okay, Cammy, and I know Cammy's newer, Ron, so Cammy has a question, and she's asking, what are space holders? So you mentioned those periodically. Maybe you could describe for Cammy and anyone else who's new what a space holder is, what they do.
Okay, a space holder, I guess an easiest way to kind of perceive that would be like a little ball of light. And it can't do anything but be light. It comes into your body, comes into right now into the Earth energy here, into the planet, and it just holds space. And it has nothing to do with anything but holding space. So you can't command it to do anything. It's just there holding space of light so that the darkness cannot come into that area and take it over. And that's what it does. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ed, I'm looking at your question, and I think there might be a word missing. I'm not sure. Ron, I'm going to read it, and maybe you'll know what Ed means. The question is, why would one who had life emotional be shy? Lived emotionally? I'm not sure, Ed. I need another word, I think. Do you know what that means, Ron? Why would one who had life emotional be shy?
Okay. It kind of sounds like somebody who is very emotional with their own life of situations, why they become a shy person. More than likely, I'm guessing the reason why that person would become shy is because they're afraid to probably express the emotions that they're having because they're afraid of being judged or being courted by people. So that's how I would kind of answer that. We'll just see what comes up there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. And Hank is saying, this show definitely is unique, definitely takes some getting used to this information. So, yeah, it is a little different, Hank. You'll find some overlap probably with other things you've heard or read over the years, and then Ron has quite a bit of new information. So if you're presumably new to the show, and Ron has four shows a week that you can listen to, and then you can, if you're interested, go on the website creationlightship.com and listen to some archives. There are some shows at the top of the website that you can listen to just on the website on various topics also. So anything you want to add to that, Ron, for somebody who is new and their head is spinning a little from all this stuff?
You know, what you're going to realize if you hear a bunch of our shows here, you're going to realize that you've been lied to for your whole lifetime. And now you have to realize that and get rid of the beliefs that you were taught, because it's all dark side beliefs normally. Not always, but you need to realize that everything outside of yourself, you know, is going to be typically of mind energy. And that is typically controlled by darkness. I'm not saying that everything is, but most of it is, okay? So, you know, everything typically that you're seeing, viewing, feeling the energies of different people, those energies should never come into you. But they do. And why do people project energies? Because they're using mind energy to do so. Nobody's body really ever wants to connect to somebody else's body physically, as far as on an energetic basis, because your body knows that it can be harmed by somebody else's energy, because they're all different. But the mind energy and what you're taught puts everybody into the matrix, into the common thought, collective consciousness of darkness, and universal mind, the mind of God, whatever you want to call it, and that energy, or the central sun. People use that one too. So all these energies are of darkness because they're controlled by mind energy, which is controlled by the aliens. So you want to realize that after hearing a few shows, you're going to realize that your only truth that you ever have is inside of your heart center. And that's where you need to go to get that truth. But you do have to step out a little bit into darkness, because if you don't have the darkness energy when you're in your heart, it'll just be peace. So all of a sudden, even when I do my workshops, if I do the mind to heart drop for people, nobody has any questions. They may come in there with questions, you know, and then all of a sudden you see 200 people who just sit there, and I ask for questions, and nothing comes out. You know, they're just kind of in bliss for maybe an hour. So that's kind of what happens. And that's where you're supposed to be living, in that energy. Remember, everything out there wants to control you. Like I was mentioning before on the movies, Most movies that you're going to be seeing, there's always the underlying situation or problem or theme of somebody controlling somebody else. Doesn't matter what it is, that's what you're looking at. And that's the mind control coming through the movies, or showing you that you need to be controlled. Not that you want to be, but that you need to be controlled, and this is what the theme is, because they're not allowing you to have free will, free choice. So just think of any movie that you've seen, and what's going on? Is somebody chasing somebody else? Is that a control issue? Maybe somebody being murdered or whatever. You know, they're all basically the same thing, but it's one mindset controlling another mindset. And the people are acting out that mindset, regardless of what it is. And that's the alien's agenda. As above, so below. So who's controlling the aliens out there that's controlling you? Another alien race. And who's controlling that alien race? Another alien race. So all of a sudden, you know, realize that how do you get out of the system? Well, you get into your heart center. You get out of the energy of mind, the mind matrix. Like I say, collective consciousness, central sun, universal mind. There's all different names for it. And it's all the same. It's the energy that everybody's trying to connect to, the Akashic Records, everything else like that. But it's all mind energy. And the mind energy is what you want to release yourself from to have peace. You never get peace until you release yourself out of that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so now it's typed in. I see what you're saying, Ed. So Ed's question, he's wondering around about if a person had had the whole life emotional clearing and now that they're feeling shy, why would they start feeling shyness after that, and how do you clear shyness?
That's a good question. So if you had the emotional clearing and the emotions got cleared away, so now you're shy, I would say that you have an issue, a deeper issue of being shy. So what happened to you emotionally? So that's dealing with your past. So that means that you have some kind of emotional situation that deals with shyness. It just happened to resurface. So you probably always had it, but now that came up. And maybe, you know, you may feel that you don't want to connect to people. A lot of people that hear me for a while will not touch anybody, won't hug anybody, won't shake hands because they don't want to become slimed. So is that being shy? No. It's just knowing that you don't want to get caught into the mind energy and the alien life forms that are crawling around people. So this is probably what it could be. Maybe your body wants to be shy because it wants to not connect with other people, to get slimed with your energy. That's how I would look at it too. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. O is asking, what is happening with 108 body clearing? And I know that's still in the works and still to come, but not ready. But Ron, do you want to give any other kind of update?
No update yet.
Okay. Are you there?
Yep. Nothing yet.
Okay.
I don't have a date for that one yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So Larry's asking, do aliens have clones or programs from their bosses?
Yeah, I think everything has it. Remember, as above, so below. So, would you, excuse me, I'm having a chip here and it's kind of hot. It has some jalapenos on it. Hang on a minute.
Okay. All right. I'll give out the number for the Q&A while you're having a drink of water there.
So everything has that stuff in them. You know, it's all the same. You know, you have it, they have it. And remember, if you have it, they got to have it because they created it for you. Where do they get their creation from? Where did their roadmap come from? Well, they got it. So they passed it on. Who gave it to them? They got the same roadmap. Remember, it's all domination and control by the aliens. As above, so below. So it depends how you want to enter into that system. Do you want to enter into the Elohim system? As above, so below. You want to enter into the archangel systems that's here that people talk about, as above, so below. Remember, these are not light beings that people talk about on the archangels, etc. These are stuff from the land of darkness. the light of the darkness brings them forth, because once these energies come here, they're gone. And so the dark side wants you to believe that you have to keep connecting to them, praying to them, etc., to ask for a favor, to do something for you. Again, that's mind control, okay? You're asking an alien energy that may pose as Archangel Michael to do some special energy work for you from mind energy to bring forth a better life for yourself or something. And, yeah, as above, so below. So you have to realize that when they do that, if that happens to you, you're being still connected to the darkness. It doesn't matter what name you choose to bring or give that energy to, or how the energy comes to you. Remember, true light does not judge. It cannot do anything for you. You already have it with you. And that's the difference. There's no judgment in light. So if the light cannot judge you to bring forth a manifestation in your life, you have to do that yourself. And the manifestation that we're used to having here is the in the realm of cause and effect. So once you get out of cause and effect, then things happen much easier for you without using mind energy. So you can still do manifestations, but most people are geared, probably everybody on the planet will say, except for the listeners here, will say are geared to using the mind energy to bring forth the battle of the minds, like I said, as above, so below, to bring something forth to you so that you're able to have a manifestation happen. And that's the way it works. One mind controlling another mind to have one give in, to give you something, to use somebody else for your benefit. That's mind control. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Tom is wondering about clones. He's wondering how many clones are on one timeline at the same time.
Well, we cleared out over 600 on one timeline, I think on one of the Monday calls, so
uh-huh.
It could be even 1,000. Remember, they all deal with emotional issues, and they switch these clones out of you, maybe every 10 minutes, according to your mindset, according to what alien race has you and what they want to do with you, how they affect your mind. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Yeah, and I know, I mean, and some of them have a lot less. I know that you've done some where it's just been in the 30s or the 40s, and you've come to the end of the line of them on the timeline. So it really does vary a great deal. I'm going to give out the number for the Q&A, Ron, which we have coming up in about, 10-ish minutes. So it's the 646 number, right? 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. And then if you are coming on, if you'd like to type your questions into the new email CLS for Creation Lightship, CLS questions with an S, plural, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And then also want to mention on Sunday, this week is the third of the 8-hour intensives. If you'd like to hop on that, if you've not been on already, they start at 10 a.m. Pacific, and so that's 1 p.m. Eastern, and you will be on the Lightship. Is it for another week, Ron, or just to the end of the month? I'm not sure how that's working this month.
It'll be to the end of the month, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. And then if you would like to experience more of the decloning that Ron's doing on Mondays, or you haven't yet and you'd like to see what that feels like, that is on Monday, right after the BBS show that will be on Station 1. That's Monday at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. It's $20 for an hour of decloning, and Ron works through a number of different timelines and counts away and terminates the clones that we have on that particular timeline until he gets to the end of the group, and then he brings in a piece of the real of us, real part of us that I guess was taken away to make those clones. So let's see what else. Monday is the next show, Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, back on Station 1, bbsradio.com. And I think that might be everything. Do you have anything else to add? Oh, yeah, we'll be monitoring the fast chat here if you don't make it over to the clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you want to type into the fast chat, we'll try and keep an eye on that, too, for the next hour. And we will be ending promptly right before 9 o'clock tonight Pacific on the Q&A. So 646-519-5800 and then 9009 and the pound sign for the Q&A, which will be in about 5 or so minutes. I think that's it, Ron. If somebody could type that in, that would be great. I tried, and it's not letting me again. So if somebody could put the Q&A phone number up on the Fast Chat, that would be terrific.
Yes, I do see it there. So great. Okay,
oh, you everybody. Do? Okay.
Hopefully you, if you're curious, first-time listener, come on the conference call on Monday and see what it's like to become human for a little while. And we also do plants and your computer sometimes. So see you later, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully you'll be on the 8-hour alien call that we get rid of the critters that live inside of you that cause you harm and discomfort and maybe even extra weight in your body, or maybe you're bloated, maybe you have headaches, maybe you feel constriction inside of your body. The aliens are doing that to you. So this may help you. Anyway, blessings. See you on the conference call coming up here. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. And I did say the next show is on Monday. It feels like the weekend. Tina,
yeah.
You're right. There is a show on Saturday, tomorrow night. I'm sorry. Saturday night live on the Lightship, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern on Station 2. Sorry about that. Thanks for catching that. So thank you, Ron, and see you guys in a few, I hope. Good night.
Yeah, we'll address Nikki's question here on the Q&A. Thank you.
Okay.